friendship's sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples." Watch this. "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And all God's people said, amen. Some encouraging words there from John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Welcome to the Thursday episode of Mark and Friends here on this January 17th, 2019. My name is Joey Kroll. So good to spend some time here with you and enjoy this cup of coffee. We are more than halfway through the month of January already, and I know people who don't even have a 2019 calendar, and here we are about to turn the next page to February in this brand new year. If you are looking for something to do with your family here in the next couple of days, Mount Vernon United Methodist Church will be having their annual Pancake Sausage Day coming up on Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till 6 p.m. at night. Mount Vernon United Methodist Church, located just 4 miles north of Champaign on County Road 900 East, and it's their annual Sausage and Pancake Day, and all the proceeds donated to local missions and international missions, and the men of the church will cook the breakfast, and the women will host a bake sale as well. So this is their annual Pancake Sausage Day, again coming up on Saturday, beginning bright and early, 7:30 in the morning until 6 p.m. that evening. More details on that at our event calendar page at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Also coming up each and every Monday on Mark and Friends, Memorization Mondays with Mark Burns, as Mark will be going through the book 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart with Robert J. Morgan. And you can sign up to be part of the Memorization Monday Challenge. You'll receive special email updates and links to free resources. And if you'd like to order a copy of the book 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart, you can fill out the form at our website and just pick it up at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square in Urbana. All that and more, and all the details you need to know about that at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, for today, from Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio, we're going to be talking about something that we always need to be reminded about, and that's God's love for us. His love for us is undying. His love for us is unfailing. It never runs out. We can't help but think of Romans chapter 8, verse 38 says, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." So today, coming up right after this, we're going to be talking about God's love right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
Love is not proud. Love does not boast. Love, after all, matters the most. Love does not run. Love does not hide. Love does not keep locked inside. Love is the river that flows through. Love never fails. Love will protect. Love always. 'cause love is right here. Love is the life. Love is the way, the truth, the life. Love is the river that flows through, and love is the arms that are holding you, and love is the place you will fly to. Love never fails you.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to Mark and Friends today, talking about God's unfailing love today. And there was a very unusual military funeral in California back in the December of 2013. Sergeant First Class Joseph Gannat, who fought in both World War II and the Korean War, was actually laid to rest. In fact, he was captured in Korea in 1950 and died the following year, but his body was not returned for many, many years, and his death was never confirmed by the North Koreans, and his wife, Clara, waited for decades for her husband to come back. And she regularly went to meetings with government officials seeking information about what had happened. And she was 94 years old when his remains were finally brought home for a military funeral with full honors. Think about that. 94 years old when his remains were finally brought home. And it wasn't the homecoming that she dreamed of, but she finally knew his fate. She actually told a reporter, I love this, she says, "He told me if anything happened to him, he wanted me to remarry. And I told him, no, no, I am here, still his wife, and I'm going to remain his wife until the day the Lord calls me home." Isn't that awesome? You know, love, true godly love, is not temporary or transient. God's love for us is unfailing. It remains and it never ends.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only son and make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to Great News Radio today. It is Joey Kroll. I pray that you're having yourself just a good week. You can always drop me a note, joey@greatnewsradio.org, Joey, J-O-E-Y, @greatnewsradio.org. Talking about God's love today, and Corrie ten Boom, just a dynamic person. I mean, there's so many great quotes from her, and I love what she says here. She says, "There is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still."
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me.
We are talking about God's love today here on Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. And children were asked about how they would describe love. And Rebecca, who's age 8, she says, "When my grandmother got arthritis, she couldn't bend over and paint her toenails anymore. So my grandfather does it for her all the time, even when his hands got arthritis too. That's love." I love this. Chrissy, who's 6 years old, she said, "Love is when you go out to eat and give somebody most of your French fries without making them give you any of theirs." Noelle, who's 7, she says, "Love is when you tell a guy you like his shirt, then he wears it every day." I love that one. Fred, can I tell you about a love that you will never forget? In fact, John chapter 3, verse 16 tells us, "For God so loved the world," that's you, dear friend, "that he gave his only son," that's Jesus, "that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Now that, my friend, is true love. A pretty song. It's the Collingsworth family, and "He Loves Me." Talking about God's great love for us today here on Mark and Friends, here on Great News Radio. It's Thursday, this January 17th, 2019. Going to be hanging up my headphones here in just a couple of moments, but just want to remind you we have our English conversation classes taking place today from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square in Urbana. Also, The Great News Radio Children's Choir will be meeting this evening. And, by the way, they're going to be performing for the Harlem Globetrotters at the State Farm Center on Friday, January 25th. There's special pricing going on now. Just for more details on that, just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and you should see, like, the second picture down. Nice little graphic there and details there. GreatNewsRadio.org. Well, I'm going to enjoy the rest of my cup of coffee here. In the meantime, friend, I pray that as you go out and about, that you are reminded that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.